Next item on the agenda is Gary Howard, Worcester Planning Ground, 2016-268, here from the eastern shore of the Commonwealth. Mr. Badger.
Good morning.
Morning, sir.
Happy holidays.
Hope so. Or as they say in Jamaica, when it comes.
However, I'm a little disappointed in the members of the board with not having their holiday try-on.
This is the third Sunday in Lent. Not that I'm, you know, anyway, but that's the color of the Advent candle, just for what it's worth. So, therefore.
You're good to go.
Marlon with Santa Claus hat.
Ooh, okay, excuse me.
I think you better continue with your presentation. That would be the best interest.
Maybe you're right.
Let's roll.
All right. Gary Howard requests authorization to lease 6.64 acres of Worcester Planting Ground in Simon Eastern Bay, and this is in Accomack County. The project is protested by one local waterman. The arrow marks the spot, Upper Accomack Seaside, not too far from Shinkatig. A little closer view. The arrow is, this is Simon Eastern Bay here. It's about a mile from NASA flight facility and about 4 miles from the town of Shinkatig, and it's adjacent to state-owned marsh around here. Gary Howard owns Gary Howard Seafood in Shinkatig. He has 11 leases totaling a little less than 120 acres in the Shinkatig area. He intends to use the lease to grow oysters on the bottom, cultivate existing shellfish resources, plant spat or seed oysters, and place structures on the bottom for oyster production. And these cages will be less than 12 inches, which would qualify for his regular oyster ground lease and would not require a permit from the MRC Habitat Division. Again, this orange area right here is the location of the application. Simon Eastern Bay is a small, approximately 243-acre seaside bay. It has 5 oyster ground leases, which are in orange, and that totals about 85 acres. And there's one public ground 15, which is a little less than 83 acres, leaving 76 acres of vacant and unleased ground. And that would also include the two areas in green and these open areas here. A little closer view. Green is the application, Mr. Howard's. The ground is mostly of a mud mix, and a small amount of oysters within the survey. Most of the oysters in the bay are either on the edges of the marsh, within the public ground 15, which is just north, or existing leases. The controlling depth in this area is approximately 1 foot at low tide, and there's no submerged aquatic vegetation. We received Mr. Howard's application back in November of 2016, and it was for 10 acres. In response to our public interest review, we just received one verbal protest in our Bellhaven office back in May of this 2017 from Raymond Savage, and his concerns that the application is near public ground 15, which is to the north here, and that he works this area. We did a survey back in October of this year for 6.64 acres. Mr. Andrew Button, which is VMRC's Conservation and Replenishment Department head, was with our surveyors and confirmed that the surveyed area had a very limited amount of oysters and that most of the oysters were outside the survey near the marsh in the intertidal area. So, in our summary, since the survey does not include the area adjacent to the vegetated marsh where there is an oyster resource, which was confirmed by our Conservation and Replenishment Department staff, recommends approval of Mr. Howard's application for 6.64 acres as surveyed. Mr. Howard is here or not. He was aware of it.
Okay.
He wasn't sure if he could take off from work to get here.
All right. Questions of Mr. Badger?
And I don't know if Mr. Savage he was made aware.
Mr. France?
Yes, I was wondering, is there any history on this area?
We had not leased that area before. It's more real close to intertidal.
Okay.
It's not much water in that whole bay. You don't go in there on low tide.
Right.
Expect to get out.
Further questions, Mr. Tankard?
And so we're seeing here that he is just going to plant shell on bottom is all he is planning to do at this point.
Gary has close to 120 acres, and a lot of that is cages, and he does shell some areas. I suspect where it's muddy, he's planning on putting some cages down.
Okay.
But less than the 12 inches. He has a track record.
And when you say he has a track record, what does that indicate? Is that a positive or?
It's positive, and I meant that he just has.
We call that history, maybe.
Right, we'll go with that. But yeah, he has his own seafood business. He has his own oyster grind. He has his own shells and his own catch.
Okay.
Further questions?
Thank you.
I think the lines go really, really close to the state property, state lands.
Just at the very top on this one, right there. And there's no shell to speak of. This is an existing lease, Carpenter.
Right.
There.
But the one in the northeast quadrant, I guess, would be more.
Right here? Oh.
No.
Yeah, this is state land right here.
Right.
North. But there's no shell right in this general area.
Okay. Further questions? Is the applicant present or represented?
Mr.
Oh, I'm sorry, Ms. Herman. Go ahead. Sorry. Thank you.
Commissioner Bowman's comment might have gotten this, but Mr. Savage's verbal comment in the Belhaven office about it being so close to public ground, I think that was just addressed, right? There's no further concerns by staff about that or being confusion.
No, I think he protested both. This one, the one that you'll be seeing shortly.
Okay.
He actually came in our office. He had protested in writing every application on the seaside of Accomack County, and I had him in the office. We went one by one to get it down to 4 or 5. So I took his verbal application, his protest.
Okay, thank you.
Further questions? Again, no one here. Anyone in opposition to this? They're seeing none. The matter's before the commission. Mr. France.
Motion to approve.
Motion made to approve staff recommendations. Is there a second?
So moved.
So Mr. Tankard?
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Tankard, second. All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously.